This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. As everyone now knows, the UNM Board of Regents last week voted unanimously to accept the recommendation of President Garnet Stokes to cut four sports from the roster to save just over $1 million. Now, not unexpectedly, come the politicians. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be. A better New Mexico through better cities.
Five Democratic lawmakers held a press conference earlier this week to say what a travesty the cuts are and how they plan to make sure the sports, men's soccer, men and women's skiing, and women's volleyball are reinstated. They said the university should have come to them for more money since they hold the purse strings. The five legislators, Representative Javier Martinez, Representative Patricia Lundstrom, Representative Mo Maestas, Representative Cheryl William Stapleton, and Representative Deborah Sarignana gathered at the Home Builders Association building and told everyone they're disappointed. The five, led by Lundstrom, who is chair of the powerful House Appropriations Committee, said they were committed to seeing the sports back on the list. Mo Maestas, an Albuquerque Democrat, said, quote, "I am fully confident that the state of New Mexico will play Division I soccer in 2019 and beyond, because as New Mexicans, we are committed to solving problems. We have to shed this psychology that we can't do these things." End quote. More after this. The UNM Athletics Department has run a deficit 8 of the last 11 years, which has been picked up by the university. Since President Stokes and Athletic Director Andy Nunez came aboard, they have been trying to figure out how to make it work. Cutting the four sports was a start. They want a cut in sports of $1.9 million by 2019. Lundstrom said at the press conference, quote, "I didn't have anybody ask me for any new money. There was never a supplemental request put forward for athletics. That's how we know what's going on. If someone doesn't ask, we don't know about it." End quote. Lundstrom also questioned how transparent the process at UNM was. She said, quote, "I recognize that the Board of Regents is an independent governance structure, but as a public institution, are they so independent that the people of New Mexico can be ignored?" End quote. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Lundstrom also said she didn't know why the New Mexico State athletic budget was about $500,000 more than was approved for UNM, but she would find out. New Mexico State got $3.1 million in the latest budget. UNM got $2.6 million. Maybe in this case the politicians needed to step in and step up and give more funding. Or maybe the trustees and administration at the university know what they're doing. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.